You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But just, you know, developing the ability to converse and be able to express ourselves clearly.
How has that gone with the guys?
Very good. Yeah, it's a good group of kids or young men, good group of players. So they all want to win. They're all very coachable, and you know, just looking to get better every day.
Jason said when you got hired, he went and Wikipedia'd you and watched old YouTube clips of the 2019. Is that impressive to you to see a young kid kind of step up?
They're football fanatics now. Yeah. They love football, so that goes a long way in that meeting room. So I appreciate it very much.
How's Tyler looking? As far, I know it's one day, but since you've been here and he's getting healthy, is he healthy and going at it?
Yeah, I'm real pleased with Tyler Huntley now. He's a football fanatic and works very hard at it. He did a super job over the summer with the strength conditioning and then studying the game. It was very clean today. There's some throws that we'd like to get back, some catches we need to make, some things obviously day one we want to get a lot better at. But I think Tyler's putting himself in a position to play the best football of his career.
Coach, coming back here doing a fall football camp with Utah again for the first time in a decade. Yeah. Are there some familiar things or there's some things that are different? I mean, what's the experience been like?
There's a lot that's different, but there's a lot that's the same. You know, the leadership, the vision of Coach Whittingham and the program has not changed in the decade I've been gone. Obviously, the facilities are bigger and more elaborate. The players are bigger, longer, faster. But it's all about the leadership and the vision of the head coach. That hasn't changed. So, again, it's great to be back.
How has the playbook evolved from that time to now for you?
Significantly, yeah. It's continuing to evolve and will evolve the remainder of my career. Just trying to make sure we got enough different schemes that fits the current roster. We got a lot of talent on this roster. We're going to pick the best plays to highlight their skills and abilities.
It's got to excite you to have a featured back like Zach Moss coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
Absolutely. That's the starting point of the offense.
How many carries is a good idea for him, balancing what you need inside one game versus what you need over the course of a season?
Well, that's the whole key, keeping him fresh through the course of a game, keeping him fresh through the course of the season. So it's hard to say an exact number. You know, I'd say the 20, 22, 23, but some games it's going to kick way up. Other games it may kick way down, but that young man's got to get his touches in one way or another. So it was good. This was my first opportunity to see him hands-on or up front and personal, and I was impressed.